Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a letter to Robinhood Radio and also posted on Facebook yesterday, Dirty Politics comes to the Northwest Corner community. Facebook page permits false attack on elected official. A statement from Connecticut State Representative Maria Horn running for office. That it's not for the faint of heart. It's an important attribute in a public servant to learn not to take things personally, even when political criticism is delivered in harsh terms. But there is a line between political challenge and personal attack, according to Horn, between the truth and fabrication. That line has been crossed on the Facebook page founded by her opponent, Brian Oler, and managed by his supporters. Under the shield of That's Politics, assertions have been made and left up online for days for public view on the Northwest Corner Chatter Facebook page, alleging all kinds of outrageous and personal falsehoods about me, about an affair, about theft, about financial fraud. My children were even dragged into this mud, accused of confirming these crimes. Those who try to push back against the baseless and personal accusations are dismissed just as, quote, Maria supporters, end quote, that should be ignored. Some have been kicked off the page entirely for saying something positive about me or challenging other attempts to smear my name. I am not able to see any comments made by my opponent, as he has blocked me and several other supporters from seeing those. I am only made aware of them when followers send me screenshots. If this were a personal Facebook page or a campaign page, none of this would be surprising or even interesting. But for a page that holds itself out as a public forum and community gathering spot, as this page does, these tactics are deceitful, according to Horn. Those who come to the page may not know they are being presented a view of the community through a deliberately distorted political lens. I do not understand how the current lies about me couched as just rumors meets the definition of respectful discourse. The woman who posted the slander dismisses a challenge by writing, quote, maybe it's true, maybe it isn't. That I cannot confirm, end quote. Maria goes on to say she will continue to adhere to her own principles because her integrity and credibility are at the core of who she is. She's not going to keep responding to those lies, but she does expect Northwest Corner Chatter to live up to its own guidelines. Some meetings coming up in our area today in Sharon. The Green Committee has their meeting at 4 o'clock outside the rear of Sharon Town Hall. Meanwhile, in Salisbury today, scheduled at 5 o'clock, the Board of Selectmen at 5 p.m. Also at 5:30, Salisbury Pathways Committee meeting. And then at 6:30, it's the Conservation Commission in Salisbury. Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a meeting coming up tonight at 6:30. Masks will be provided. The meeting will be held second floor, Chapin Meeting Room. Social distancing is practiced. Region 1 Board of Education has a meeting coming up tonight at 6:30. It is a Zoom meeting. Those Zoom meeting information can be found at the Region 1 website. Meanwhile, in Falls Village, the Board of Finance has a meeting at 6:30 tonight, and that will be followed by the Board of Selectmen with their meeting around 7 o'clock. The North Canaan Planning and Zoning meeting scheduled for tonight has been canceled. Meanwhile, the Board of Selectmen's meeting will be held at Town Hall, that at 7 p.m. tonight. And in Sheffield, there'll be a virtual meeting by the Conservation Commission to participate. The call-in number is 425-436-6322, the access code 142741. That information is also available on the Town of Sheffield website. Looking at tomorrow, the Village of Millerton holding its annual elections from 12 noon till 9 p.m. at Village Hall on North Elm Avenue, seeking re-election for the second term, Trustee Alicia Satori and Trustee Matthew Hartzog. The Sharon Housing Authority will have their regular meeting coming up tomorrow at 5 p.m. In Salisbury at 5 o'clock, the Town Grove Advisory Committee will meet. And then at 6 o'clock, the Salisbury Democrats tomorrow. Great Barrington Special Town Meeting will focus on housing-focused zoning changes, limits on marijuana establishments, and more at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held in a drive-in setup at Monument Mountain Regional High School. Tomorrow, the Sharon Board of Finance has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. That is in person, and you can also also Zoom. The Zoom information is available at the Sharon, Connecticut website. The Town of Kent Board of Finance has their monthly meeting tomorrow. That is a Zoom meeting. That is also information available at the Kent website. And in Cornwall tomorrow, Board of Selectmen have their meeting at 7:30 via Zoom. At 7:30, the Park and Rec Commission in Cornwall will meet via Zoom as well. Coming up this weekend, Dutchess County Division of Solid Waste Management hosting a Hazardous Waste Collection Day at 626 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie, New York. Registration and $10 prepayment is required. It's open to Dutchess County residents only. You can register online, duchessny.gov/solidwaste, or call 845-463-6020. Registration is limited to first 360 households. The 13th Annual Salisbury Winter Sports Association Golf Tournament will be held at the Undermountain Golf Course on Saturday. Spots for 36 players for the 8 a.m. tee-off and 36 players for the 1 p.m. shotgun start. A portion of each entry fee will be donated to the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, with additional donations from SWASA to the name of the Jane Lloyd Fund. All entry fees must be prepaid. There's no outside registration. Masks must be worn at the parking lot, the pro shop, the patio around the tent areas, and when purchasing beverages from the beverage cart. Loitering and tailgating in the parking lot will not be allowed. Those who do not comply will be asked to leave. More information at 518-329-4444 or email service@undermountaingolf.com to sign up. In Cornwall on Saturday from 9 till 12, the 4th Annual Green Up Cleanup Day will be held. The Sharon Playhouse presents Nicholas Ward, a patio dinner show on Saturday, September 19th. Gates open at 6:30 for the cars to enter. The show is at 8 p.m. More information, tickets, sharonplayhouse.org. Meanwhile, coming up on Sunday, September 20th, The Big Short, a drive-in movie event at the Sharon Playhouse to benefit the movie house. Once again, the gates open this time at 6 p.m. Introduction at 7:15. Movie begins at 7:45. Tickets are per car. They take 52 cars to fill up the lot. Dinner will be available from J.P. Gifford for pre-order and pickup at the event. Space is limited. For more information, themoviehouse.net or sharonplayhouse.org. Northwest Connecticut Crop 37th Hunger Walk will be held virtually this year. Last year, the Crop Walk raised almost $40,000 to fight hunger, both globally and locally. This year, the goal is $45,000. Participants can walk anytime during the week of September 21st to the 27th. The normal cost from Housatonic Valley Regional High School is not available this year. Individuals and small groups can instead walk their neighborhood. Students at schools can walk around their campuses. To register online, it's crophungerwalk.org/fallsvillageCT, or contact Reverend Heidi Truax from the Trinity Episcopal Church by emailing her at revheiditruax@gmail.com. Patients of Nuvance Health may have their information exposed due to a security breach between February and May. That according to a press release from the organization, which is mailing letters to patients advising them of a data security incident that involved Blackbaud, a third-party vendor that provides service on behalf of Nuvance. It's the second time in roughly 2 years that Nuvance had to contact patients due to a data breach. It's believed the names, contact information, age, gender, dates of birth, admission dates, departments of treatment, treating physicians and health insurance statuses were among the information affected. According to Nuvance, financial information such as credit card and bank account data were not affected. Bridget Ruthman had a story in Sunday's Republican American. The drought might be bad for farmers, but it'll be good for fall foliage. Drought conditions persist, which is bad for local farmers, but perfect for more brilliant fall foliage. A similar pattern set up last year with a thin late summer harvest. In contrast, 2 years ago, it was so wet that tractors couldn't get on the fields. Despite occasional passing thunderstorms, the ground is still rock hard. While most of Litchfield and New Haven counties have seen abnormally dry and moderate drought, severe drought conditions persist in Hartford, Tolland, Windham, and portions of New London counties, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Due to an increasing number of positive COVID-19 tests, students who live in an apartment complex at the University of Connecticut are being told to quarantine. Residents of the Oaks on Square Apartments must quarantine for 14 days due to a recent outbreak of the virus, according to university officials. There was no breakthrough Friday in the question on whether Connecticut high schools will be able to play 11-on-11 tackle football this fall. The state's top health official told representatives of the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference during a three-hour meeting on Friday at the state capitol that high school football remains too risky to play now due to the coronavirus outbreak. A note for Taconic Hills Central School District taxpayers, some of the orange sheets included in the Taconic Hills tax bill are missing the city, state, and zip for remittance. If you are mailing your Taconic Hills tax payment, send it to the district lockbox at Taconic Hills Consolidated School District, attention receiver of taxes, P.O. Box 10716, Albany, New York, 12201. Hudson City Police had to deal with their share of wildlife over the years, including several bears in the springtime, a moose last year, some coyotes and bald eagles, but a reported shark that was spotted in the Hudson River on Friday morning had a lot of people shaking their head. According to the people that saw it, there's not much in the video that reveals the diagnostic features, but it looks like a small and, without additional information, mostly smooth dogfish, according to the agencies. Smooth dogfish, also known as a dog shark, is a species of hound shark. On average, a fully grown dog shark averages about 4 feet in length, according to the Department of Environmental Conservation. In all, 34 new positive test results were recorded in Berkshire County. Their death toll still stood at 46 as of Saturday, with the confirmed COVID-19 count rising to 681. Officials will continue to take public comment on changes to the town code in Copaic regarding the proposed Shepherd's Run 500-acre solar farm. Comments will be accepted through Thursday, according to town officials. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 27,665.64, the NASDAQ at 10,853.54, and the S&P 500 at 3,340.97. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.